that he's able to identify any one of those boys that could have been involved. And we find it a possibility that they could be our members. Certainly we'll take action, and I'm quite sure right now the party is doing all it can to investigate and get to the bottom of the whole problem. Because we don't understand why, if it was just a demonstration, it could have involved antagonizing a journalist or any member of the public who had nothing to do with the issues that were raised at hand. So,
and also, looking at the issue in Manicaland, we also understand there were issues of violence over the weekend.
Most of the violence, Madam, that you hear about, is in the newspapers, in the press, it's in the public media, mainly because I think perhaps there are people with a sinister motive. I was in charge of the elections, some of the elections in Manicaland and myself, where it is alleged there was violence in Honorable Gonesse's constituency. I was in charge, I was the presiding officer. Well, there was a lot of high tension, anxiety, like in any contestation, they expect people to, you know, to have their tempers raised. But there was certainly no exchange of blows or any shuffling.
What about in Dangamvura? We understand there were also some issues there of violence where someone was ended up in the hospital.
I'm not privy to that. Dangamvura, I'm told there was a disagreement. Certainly, that has been confirmed. There was a disagreement which led to the, you know, suspension of the proceedings there. There was a disagreement on the Electoral College. That much we appreciate and understand. But that cannot be translated to serious violence.